Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the first time, the WBUR tracking poll finds Republican Charlie Baker edging ahead of Democrat Martha Coakley in the governor's race. The poll, out this morning, shows just 1 point separating the candidates, 43% for Baker, 42% for Coakley, which is within the survey's margin of error. The closeness of the race was apparent in the careful performance turned in last night by the candidates in a policy-heavy one-on-one debate at Channel 2. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
One issue on which the candidates differ, taxes. Charlie Baker has said he opposes raising them, and he said it again last night.
I think it's important to send a message to employers, small businesses, everybody in Massachusetts, many of whom feel they've been nickel and dime to death over the course of the past few years, that we're not going to just raise taxes to figure out how to pay the bills.
Martha Coakley said she would consider raising taxes, and moderator Jim Browdy pressed her.
They would be taxes on people who are at the top two or...
How do you do that? There's no graduated income tax in Massachusetts.
Well, we are exploring ways to do a more graduated income tax. I know.
After the debate, Coakley clarified that she's aware that a graduated income tax is unconstitutional in Massachusetts, but she said it's worth considering. The candidates also hold differing positions on immigrants. For instance, whether illegal immigrants should be able to get driver's licenses. Baker is against that.
I don't support driver's licenses for people who are undocumented. And the main reason for that is no one's ever been able to explain to me how you can actually document and verify someone who is undocumented.
Coakley said she'd consider it.
I know other states have reached solutions on that, Charlie, and I said I would look at it, particularly as now we have to move to a new system of real ID. There are going to be people in Massachusetts who aren't going to be able to get those because they don't have their birth certificates.
Moderator Marjorie Egan asked Baker if he supports allowing illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition for the University of Massachusetts and other state colleges.
The governor's executive order basically says that if you fall into certain categories where you can, in fact, work here after you graduate, then you are eligible for in-state tuition. I'm okay with that. I support that.
How about you, Martha?
Not in favor of going beyond that and basically saying people who can't work here in Massachusetts upon graduation should be able to access a taxpayer-funded education.
Coakley said she'd like to consider going beyond what Governor Deval Patrick has done.
I think that for kids who have come here through no reasoning of their own, I met a young woman just yesterday who said, you know, I want an education. I came at 4 years from Chile, and I need to have to get a job. We should be encouraging people who are law-abiding, who want to work, the opportunity to do that.
As to whether legal immigrants should be able to vote in municipal elections, Baker said no.
I think you need to be a citizen to vote. And it's always been that way, and that's the way I support it.
Coakley was more open to the idea.
I think that's up to the local authorities, but I certainly wouldn't oppose it.
Coakley provided the funniest moment of the debate. It happened when Charlie Baker was talking about the time he called a reporter sweetheart.
If I say something dumb, Marjorie's... Excuse me, Martha.
Martha's people.
Just don't call me sweetheart. Yeah, don't worry. Martha's people are going to let me have it, okay? That's the way it works.
There are five candidates running for governor, but independents Jeff McCormick, Scott Lively, and Evan Falchuk were not invited to last night's debate. Falchuk, though, was outside the station with some stinging criticism.
And I think it's particularly distressing to see a public television station using its airwaves to promote these two candidates.
Coakley and Baker and their three independent rivals have just 13 days left to win over voters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.